don't be afraid to share the offer. If it's a real offer, share it. And at least we have something to go on in writing versus your word. Again, I trust you, but I'm HR. If it's not in writing, it didn't happen. So everything has to be in writing. So if I don't have it in writing to be able to see, I can't take it to my management team and say, hey, this person received an offer for $105. What can we do?
Welcome to Security Cleared Jobs, Who's Hiring and How, the podcast for cleared professionals looking for new opportunities and career advice. We go behind the scenes with recruiters and hiring managers from leading cleared employers to uncover the information you need to make a smart career move. Get ready for insights from this week's guest and your hosts, Kathleen Smith and Rachel Bozeman.
Greetings, everyone here in YouTube and podcast land. We're so excited to have you and have another great guest. But I'm also happy to have my friend and dear Fabu co-host, Rachel. Rachel, how are you today?
Fantastic. And you sure know how to make a girl blush, Miss Kathleen. So good to be here with you and so great to be here with all of this audience and so great to be here with Miss Brandy.
Yes.
So today we welcome Brandy Wadjid, Human Resources Generalist at Carson Solutions. So happy to have you join us today.
And I'm happy to be here. Thank you all for having us.
Absolutely. So Ms. Brandy, we know that you have been with Carson Solutions for just about 2 years now. Would you mind just telling us a little bit about your journey with Carson Solutions, how it started, how's it going, where you see yourself going? Spill the tea. Tell us more.
All right. I love this story. This is my favorite part about my journey in HR. So I started with Carson's, May will be 2 years. And when I received the call from Carson's, I had just gotten laid off from my last position. And so I had worked with Carson's through the last company that I was working for as kind of like a sub of a sub. And they were looking to have a designated HR, but they hadn't really formulated what they wanted to do. And when they found out I was laid off, they reached out. And at the time I was entertaining other offers, but it was just the way they made me feel with joining the company and not having physically met them in person. We had always did everything virtually up until that point. So I joined the company in May. I didn't meet them until August of that year in person. And when I met them, they made me feel like at home. Everybody embraced me. I mean, physically embraced me. We were COVID, but it was like, do you mind if I hug you? And so that's how I joined the company. But since then, they've given so much trust for me because I work remote. Everybody else is in a SCIF. They work on site with the government clients. And they gave me full autonomy to do the HR, to update their systems, recruit people, their policies and procedures to make sure everything was in line. So they fully entrusted me with their baby. And it has gone very well with me. And I just enjoy being here because I feel like I'm part of their family.
Wow, what a really great story. It's fun when you can sort of break out on your own and know that you're trusted and know that people really want to embrace what you have to give them. So can you tell us sort of more what Carson Solution does and your sort of focus within the government community?
Sure. So mostly IT related. We primarily do support. So we have the IT support help desk. Those are really like the gist of the positions that we have. However, we do have some very specific system engineers, system admins, higher levels like 4 and 5s that require you to be very technically sound. But the gist of it is really the IT portion of it.
And is most of your work in the DC area or, you know, you mentioned that it's just the SCIF. So is it just in the DC area?
No, actually, we have work in the DMV. We do have Reston, Virginia, and we have like the Fort Meade at Annapolis Junction area. But outside of that, we do have Redmond, Washington. So if anybody on the West Coast wants to join Carson's, we're there too, and we can get individuals. Those positions are our network servers and our server engineers.
So I know you kind of mentioned the generalization of the type of roles and things like that, but are there any particular skill sets or security cleared positions in particular that you're actively hunting for?
It is a hunt. Our positions are probably one of the hardest to fill because not only do they require the clearance, they require the polys as well. 90% of them are full scope polys, and then we have a few sprinkled in there that are CI polys. So having that poly attached to already a cleared position is like few and far between. And then in addition to that, they require certifications. So you have to have a clearance and certifications, and having those can be hard. So those are primarily the main things. Aside from being customer service focused, if they're going into the help desk and having that experience and technically sound, but having the different Linux, the Windows operating systems, being able to know how to work with servers, and it can be a lot when going into the IT. There are so many different disciplines within the IT. It's like you say IT, but then you can be cybersecurity, you can be programming, you can be networking. We don't currently have positions for all of those, but we do have the IT help desk support positions. We have the service engineer and network engineering, and we have a server system admin at a higher level positions that we currently have.
So you mentioned certifications, and we don't delve into this very often on the podcast, but what are all the various different certifications? I mean, which certifications are you seeing the most that you need to have for the positions you're looking to fill?
So in our realm, it's mostly like if you have a Security Plus, it really would be the most beneficial one to have. On the technical support roles, you can have an A+. Or network plus one, a level one. If you're going into the ISOs positions or the cybersecurity positions, an ethical hacker or a CISSP, certifications would be necessary for those positions. Red Hat is good to have if you're going into a Linux role. So each position requires different ones, but that's kind of like a overall. If you have a Security Plus, you have the basic one that you can get into for majority of the roles that we have currently.
Hey, podcast listeners. Thanks for listening to Security Cleared Jobs, Who's Hiring and How. If you're between contracts, transitioning out of the military or government, or just casually looking around, we have the event for you. Join us for the virtual All Clearances Cleared Job Fair on Thursday, March 2nd, 2023, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're listening to this episode at another date, no worries. We have job fairs year-round to help you find your next cleared career. Visit clearjobs.net for more information, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Something you kind of started this conversation with was just the family environment that is Carson, right? So that means you're probably looking for something pretty special or some kind of what we could liken to a secret sauce for the folks that you're bringing into the family. So what would make somebody an incredible candidate or a really successful fit at Carson?
I think an honest person is one. We love honesty. We love direct. We're very transparent people here. So when I start off my conversations with the candidates, I tell them, I'm not going to promise you anything. I'm here to help you grow, but it's a partnership. You know, I want you to be part of the family and I want you to feel at home, but we are professional at the end of the day as well. So I think the secret sauce that you can bring, if you're honest, if you're straightforward, and if you're willing to work, because it's a process. We can't bring people on overnight. We wish we could, but we're dealing with the government client. So you have to have that patience and understanding that we're working sometimes outside of ourselves. So even though we feel comfortable with you, we have to wait till we get that go ahead from, because we're a sub, we have to wait for that go ahead. If we're a prime, then yeah, we can make that decision. But until then, we have to be patient.
I know. Patience is so hard. Gosh, I know. I'm not patient for anything.
None of us are.
You said it. It's a journey. It's a process. It's all of those things. But something you kind of alluded to, it's just that honesty and transparency and all of those wonderful things. And you said, you know, you don't promise anything. And I think you're famous for saying, I'm not selling you a dream. I'm selling you a reality, which I love that. So what do you mean by that? I mean, obviously there's interpretations, but we would love to go straight to the person that said it and get, what does that mean?
We're in a microwave society. So everybody wants that quick, fast, instantaneous. They want that gratification. That's not reality that we live in. You know, we work with the government. The government is very slow moving. So the reality of it all is that we have to go through this waiting process and getting information back from them and feeding you information. And it may not, it's not going to come when you want to. It's going to come when the time is right or when they decide to move. So that's the reality of it all. And I want to make sure that you completely understand that we're here to help you through the process and to make sure that you understand that if you only have 2 years of experience, you're not going to get $125,000 and no degree, no certifications. So the government doesn't pay that way. You know, they have certain standards. They have certain benchmarks that you have to hit. With each of those benchmarks, there's only a certain band of salary that we can offer. So that's part of the reality that, yes, we all want $125,000 right out of college, but it's not going to happen. And you have to be very understanding of that and know that's reality.
That's a great example, because I know a lot of people think that if I have my clearance and I have some technical experience and I have some cert, I can write my own ticket. But no, that's not how it's going to be. You know, there's a culture fit with the customer. Are you going to fit in with the team? Are you going to be embracing, you know, your team members? You know, there are a lot of things that go into working in the community. I mean, the Cleared yes. community has some very specific things. I really loved another quote that we heard that you said that I think is really very important, which is you are heard and you are seen at Carson. And you have some great examples of how this really came to be. And would you mind sharing that story with us?
Sure. Most corporations, and I've worked for some very large corporations, but I love Carson's because you're not just a number. They make you feel not only like at home, but your opinion matters. Coming in as the HR, they took my ideas and they ran with them. But not only that, people that, you know, come in and they're like, they think we're just talking out the side of our heads when we say you're like family. We treat everybody like family. And one of my hires, he hadn't even started, and he came to an event and they embraced him like family. And him and his wife left the event feeling like they were on a high. They was like, we thought you were lying to us when you said that we were going to be part of the family and that we mattered, that our opinion mattered. And that's how they see you. And that's how they hear you. Because if you have something to suggest, you're able to voice it and not feel like, oh my God, they're going to be looking at me like I'm crazy, or they're going to just sweep it underneath the rug, or it's going to be like, oh yeah, they'll massage it, but they're never actually implement anything. But they actually take that to heart within Carson's, and you really do feel it.
Oh, wow. That sounds cool.
That is. And not only are you a poet and maybe didn't know it, but I bet you also have some great advice for others. So if you wouldn't mind sharing with some of our Cleared listeners, just what are some of the different tips or tricks you could give as they're going through this job search?
I think the one thing, like I said before, be honest with the people you're talking to. And by that, I mean, if you're talking to multiple people and you've been submitted for a position, let the one you're talking to know. And a lot of times, if it's a larger company, I run into them not wanting to select a small company. So just be honest. And also to follow through, you know, if you say you, if you're really interested in moving and we ask you for something, then submit it. Go ahead and submit your updated resume, because I know a lot of people, until they start really getting into the job hunt, don't update their resume. So you send a resume and you're like, oh yeah, I do have experience with that. Please include it. Don't send us a resume that's outdated for a position.
Preach, preach. Yes, preach.
So it's really hard to speak on your skills, and because my job is I have to sell you to my client. If I don't have all the tools to sell you, and word is not enough. I do trust you, but your word is not enough. They need to see it. They need to feel it. And so we have to roll all of that in the ball. So put as much as you, in your resume, but as concise as possible.
Just kind of like that dating picture where you posted that 20-year-old picture. Doesn't do justice to you now, right? So make sure it's current, it's relevant, and let Brandy sell the heck out of you. So make sure it's updated and relevant. And I have 100% confidence that Brandy will make you sparkle and shine and do all of those wonderful things. But, you know, sometimes you get to the point where there might be an offer on the table. I know you have maybe some advice or some suggestions if someone does have to walk away from an offer because maybe there's counter offers out there. What advice can you give them if they have to go break in some hearts?
Always give the opportunity to all organizations on the table to counter the offer. And I say, don't be afraid to share the offer. If it's a real offer, share it. And at least we have something to go on in writing versus your word. Again, I trust you, but I'm HR. If it's not in writing, it didn't happen. So everything has to be in writing. So if I don't have it in writing to be able to see, I can't take it to my management team and say, hey, this person received an offer for 105. What can we do? Our offer was only 80. So that's a big gap. You know, I need to see where that gap is and how can we close, because there's a lot of things that go into the offer that a lot of people don't take into consideration. They don't take, you know, the total compensation, the benefits. Carson's, if you're a single employee and you don't carry your family, we cover the benefits at 100%. That's medical, dental, vision, life insurance, short and long-term disability. That's a lot. It can add up at the end of the year. I think I calculated it for our senior single employees. It's an additional $15,000 a year, not including we have all federal holidays off and 4 weeks of vacation. So you have over a month off every year that you could take. So calculating all of that, plus we love you, we're family, so we're going to take care of you as well if there's some additional help that you need to provide you. So give the opportunity to a small business to be able to make you, not only make you feel like you're at home, you're heard, you're seen, as well as making sure that you're getting everything. Because if you do go to XYZ company and you're paying $400, $500, $600 a month in benefits, you add that up. That can really add up on a monthly basis. And now you thought you were making 105. It's really only really 90. So our gap is not that far. And once you add in that we're paying your benefits, you're actually coming out on top. So I can do a total compensation package and show people where your money's really going. We also match 401k, which I didn't mention that. And so that match, if you put in five, we match four. So you're getting almost 10% of your salary in 401k if you choose to participate. A lot of companies are not doing that anymore. So a lot of the things that I feel like Carson's is doing, and we're taking care of our people, it's more than just that bottom line on the salary basis. So if you're doing that counter and you give us that opportunity, we definitely can meet in the middle.
Well, this has been a great conversation. How can our listeners get in touch with you?
Well, they can get in touch with us via Carson Solutions website. It's carsonsolutionsllc.com. We're also Carson Solutions LLC on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. We love to have you follow us. We try to give inspiration quotes on our social medias, as well as some tips of the trade as on joining us or, you know, in the IT world as a whole. And they can get a hold of me directly on LinkedIn under Brandy Wajd. That's W-A-J-D.
So, Brandy, it has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you so very much for spending some time with us and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yes, I look forward to it. I hope to hear from you all out there in the cleared space.
So Brandy had some really great energy, and I loved her quotes and her stories. I really enjoyed hearing about the family environment, because that's one thing that we see a lot in the government cleared space is family government contractors, smaller businesses that really have the time to get to know their employees, embrace them as far as just their career paths, and actually embrace them. Rachel, what did you like about the discussion with Brandy?
No, I loved that. And I loved just the transparency and honesty is what they lead with. It's important to be honest in every aspect, from the recruiting process, how Carson's is honest and transparent with candidates and expects the same of candidates. And I thought it was just incredible advice and a great reminder that just be honest, just be transparent, and you just never know what can happen. So loved that. Loved talking to Brandy, and we loved having you here today. So if you are still listening to today's show, which we hope you are, the secret word is subscribe. 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 Thanks, and we'll see you next time. Subscribe.